Hello, my name is Sasha Goldstein, and I work for Sela Group. This screencast is part of a series of Windows 7 how-to videos in which you learn how to use the new Windows 7 features from both native C++ and managed C# code. Windows 7 introduces support for search federation to remote data stores using OpenSearch technologies, standard technologies, that enable users to access and interact with the remote data from Windows Explorer. This video describes how to build a web-based data source that can be searched using Windows 7 Federated Search. Following the best practices described in this presentation, you can enable rich integration of your remote data sources with Windows Explorer without having to write or deploy any Windows client-side code, using only Windows Explorer itself. So what is Federated Search? Federated Search enables users to search remote data sources from within Windows Explorer. Remote data sources make themselves searchable with a simple web front end that exposes their search capabilities. In fact, some data sources may already support the minimum requirements for Windows 7 Federated Search. The benefit of integrating your data source with Windows Explorer is that users can get all of their information by using the familiar Windows Explorer user interface. Your users will be able to see files or any other kind of data from your remote source just as they would see local files, with the right application icons, context menu, open options, thumbnails, and so on. They will be able to preview documents or web pages to see thumbnails or images, and even drag and drop files directly to the desktop or into an email. So in this video, you'll see what federated search is, how it works, and you'll learn how to develop your own federated search provider using WCF, Windows Communication Foundation. Well, the communication between Windows Explorer and your OpenSearch web service is done through the Windows data layer, which can communicate with all kinds of data source types via what are called the Windows Store providers. Each provider specializes in communicating with a particular type of data stores with a particular protocol and have specific capabilities. The OpenSearch provider communicates with data stores that have a web service which supports the OpenSearch standard. A data source that provides an OpenSearch web service can be added to Windows Explorer when users open up a Search Connection Description file, an OSDX. The internal file format is an OpenSearch Description standard XML document, which I'll show you in a moment. So when the user registers an OSDX file, the system creates a Search Connector MS file in the Windows Searches folder and places a shortcut in the Searches folder. Now this shortcut shows up in the Windows Explorer navigation pane favorites, and the user can select it anytime and perform a search. So I'm going to show you how you can add an OpenSearch provider for an existing web service into your own Windows Explorer. I'll use the search provider for Channel 9. Alright, so I'm going to show you how to integrate a new search provider into your Windows Explorer. I'm going to use the search provider for Channel 9. So here I have the MSDN Channel 9 OSDX file. It's only 1.42 kilobytes in size, and I can even open it with Notepad and show you that it's nothing more than just the standard XML that describes the search that's going to be performed against the channel9.msdn.com website. So if I double click this file, I get this friendly dialog asking me if I want to add the search connector to Windows, and the provider here is Channel 9. So I click Add, and now under my searches folder and in my favorites bar, I have the Channel 9 search provider. So let's search for Windows. It's searching, so it's right now hitting the Channel 9 website and getting some results. And note that the results have some special properties that Windows Explorer recognizes, such as authors, size, date modified. Some files might also have tags, like here. And of course, there's a URL. And when I hover over, there's also a tooltip. Sometimes the tooltip is more detailed, sometimes it's less. But there's also a tooltip with additional information about the search result and also a thumbnail to describe the data. So if I go back to the searches folder, back to the searches folder, I see the channel 9 search connector file, which has the search connector MS file extension. And this file I can also open with Notepad and see that it's just another XML document that that Windows, the operating system, creates after I edit the OSDX. And this file describes exactly how the search is going to be performed, what additional template information is provided, and how the whole thing is going to be displayed. Well, when the user types a term into that search box that I just used in the upper right-hand side of Windows Explorer, the query is sent to the open search provider, which then sends the query to the remote data store. The remote web service responds to the query with results in an XML document. Again, it's all just simple XML, formatted in either RSS or ATOM format. The open search provider parses the XML elements of the results into items, which make it back to Windows Explorer and are displayed to the user according to a specific template. So there are really three things to do if you want to get your data store's web service connected to Windows 7 search. You need to enable the data store to be searched from Windows using open search with RSS or ATOM output. This is not very difficult, and WCF gives us the ability to do it very easily. Next, you have to create OSDX files that describe how to connect to your web service and how to map any custom elements in your own RSS or ATOM XML. And finally, you can give the clients your search connectors using the OSDX files. And again, it's just a simple XML file that describes your search implementation. It does not contain any binary data. It does not contain any code, no UI, nothing at all. You're just using Windows Explorer. So, I'm going to show you a demo in which we're going to take the approach of a middleman web service. We'll develop a search provider that will use the weather bug site web service to get the current weather condition as well as the forecast. Now, weather bug has an API, a simple web services API, that is not open search compliant. It takes a city name and returns a list of cities that their name is the same or similar to the search criteria. It has also another API that takes a US zip code and returns the current weather condition. And there's even more APIs. For example, there's an API that takes an international city code that can be retrieved using the API that gets a city name. So there are really lots of options here. But we need to build a search provider. Well, the easiest way to provide ATOM or an RSS feed is to use WCF, Windows Communication Foundation, with its syndication capabilities that are part of .NET 3.5. So we'll start by defining the WCF REST contract. I'm going to show you the interface here. This is the interface to our service. It's called iWeatherBug Search Provider. And what it has is just two simple methods. We need to implement the HTTP GET method. And in the search method, we expect to get a specific URI as defined in the URI template. It will also appear in the OSDX file, so Windows Explorer will know how to invoke your service automatically based on whatever the user typed into the search box. The description method also has a URI template. It's a little bit more complicated, and it provides the preview, or the forecast in our case, for the specific city. So let's take a look at the implementation itself. We have several methods here. We support the optional fields for paging. Now let's take a look. For example, there's this method here called search like weather by city name that takes a search term, a unit type, which can be metric or English, the start index for paging, and the number of items that we want to retrieve to show in Windows Explorer. So without getting into details regarding the actual weather bug APIs and reporting results, do pay attention to the return type here. We return a syndication feed formatter here from our search method. And in fact, we return an RSS 20, an RSS 2.0 feed formatter class that knows how to build the resulting XML. And into the formatter, we pass a syndication feed, which contains syndication items, which have title, description, URI fields, and so on. And inside this feed, we also embed a URI to see the details for the specific city that we return. Now, WCF does all the magic of parsing the query string, and what we do in the description method is simply build an HTML page. We set the document content type to text HTML so that Windows will preview it in a browser control and open it in Internet Explorer, and we simply embed inside the page an icon for the city that we're showing, some additional information about the forecast, and finally we return the memory stream as a response. So let's take a look at how this looks like. I have it already running, and so here's what happens when I searched for Geneva. So here we have some results, some cities around the world, and the temperature. And let me change the search string here, for example, to Redmond. And now we're hitting the locally hosted search provider that sits inside my Visual Studio right here. And it in turn goes to the WeatherBug API using my WeatherBug API code and gives me the results. And among other things, I have the results for Redmond here. And if I click, then I have this HTML page that we build dynamically. So it's currently fair in Redmond. We see the reporting station and the forecast for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Almost a week long forecast. Now, I don't want to use this from Internet Explorer. I want to embed this thing in my Windows Explorer. So to do that, I'll have to create and register an OSDX file. But I have here an OSDX file. It's very, very simple, really. Beside the XML processing instructions and namespaces, all we provide is a short name, which is WeatherBug, and the template, the URL template, which contains currently hard-coded the design time address generated by Visual Studio when I hosted the WCF service. You can also provide additional information in the OSDX, for example, mapping your RSS result to the Windows Explorer property system, or even a URL without a search term. So even before the user actually does a search, you can still show some results. But we'll stick to this simple provider right here. So I'm just going to install it. So I'm going to install the WeatherBug search provider. Here it is. I double click and it asks me if I want to add the search connector to Windows. The provider is WeatherBug, localhost, and port number. And after I click add, here it is. It opens and I can start searching. For example, I'll search for Redmond again. And now Windows Explorer is hitting the WCF service that runs in Visual Studio in the background. And that service goes and talks to the WeatherBug web service, which retrieves the result, formats it as an RSS feed, and brings it back to Windows Explorer, which displays the information. So we have Red Mountain and Redmond in Illinois. Right now, we don't have Redmond, Washington yet, but let's take one of the items. I can, here is Redmond, Washington. So if I also open the preview pane, stop the search, and click on Redmond, then I can also see a rendering of the HTML page that was generated dynamically for Redmond. So here's the preview, and if I double click Redmond, and it will bring me back to Internet Explorer. But I didn't have to do that because everything we saw is also in the preview pane in Windows Explorer itself. So we hosted a WCF service that is the middleman between the WeatherBug API, which is a web service, but it's not an open search implementation. It doesn't give us the data in the proper format. So the middleman manipulates the data a little bit, generates an RSS feed, and returns that to Windows Explorer, which interoperates with this and displays it in a very nice format. There are many more other options that you can embed into your search results. You can define the look and feel of the Explorer window, you can provide links to result items such as office documents, pictures, and so on. You can enable drag and drop, double click in context menus, it's all possible, and you should take a look at the documentation to see how to do all of this. So, by following the steps described in this screencast, you should be able to enable your data source to support Windows Federated Search from within Windows Explorer. Read more to know how to take advantage of the more advanced capabilities of the Windows Federated Search. And here are some resources for you to review, among the code and demo for this video. You'll still need to generate your own WeatherBug API key, of course. So thank you for joining me today, and good luck writing your next Windows 7 application.